Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The DH, Lynn Jones. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kittle fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kittle. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive to left center field. The ball gets by Law. Kittle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kittle. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon moves to third. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Walkenfuss reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walkenfuss moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Tidrow covering. Safe. Parrish moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the mound. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss fields the ball and throws to Morris covering. Safe. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach pinch runs for John Joaquin Fuss. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Juan Agosto now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Salome Barojas now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Vance Law. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.